But I do want to talk about racing.
Sure.
How did you first become interested in racing?
Again, like my dad used to take me to TU football games, I would go with him in the early years to California, and he always went to the Del Mar racetrack as part of his entertainment. He'd play golf, and then he'd go to the races. He had a regular table out there, and so I became familiar with horse racing just being around him, and he knew some of the owners, and we would talk with some of the owners from time to time, and he never wanted to own a horse, and I never thought I would own a horse, except that a good friend of mine asked me, you know, you seem to enjoy racing so much, why don't you own a racehorse? And I thought about it, and I started with one, and then I started buying three, and then I built that up a little bit. But
and you've had success in the horse racing business.
Yes.
You had one Breeders' Cup starter.
We won the Breeders' Cup Classic Championship, which was the biggest race held on Breeders' Cup Day. The purse in that race was $4 million. We won that, and we became Horse of the Year and Outstanding Older Horse of the Year in 2005. But I've had subsequent success with Dennis of Cork running in the Kentucky Derby. He was third in the Derby. Last year we had a horse called Charitable Man that had enough earnings to qualify. He had won enough races and enough money to be in the Derby. But he had just come off the injured list, so my trainer and I thought, well, it's probably best not to go in the Kentucky Derby. We've kicked ourselves ever since, because the jockey who rode for us on Dennis of Cork, it was a fellow by the name of Calvin Burrell. And this past year, when we had this horse Charitable Man, Calvin Burrell would have been our jockey. And he won the Kentucky Derby on Mind That Bird.
Brings up the question then, how important is the jockey in winning?
Very, very much important. It depends on how your jockey manages that horse through the race, particularly out of the gate. You've got to get your horse to relax and settle in. On short races like 5 furlongs or 6 furlongs, a lot of them just want to go full bore right to the front, and they can win wire to wire. Generally, it's better to conserve your strength and get your horse to relax at first. Do you get him in on the rail, or do you have him outside? Like a recent race of mine, my horse was 7th in only 7 horses in the race. Well, the mud was so thick that day that you just couldn't believe the number of goggles that these jockeys were changing because of the mud. But I felt really good with us being on the outside. Yet that jockey didn't stay to the outside. He went into the middle group. We still won the race, but I think that our horse got some mud in his eyes that he didn't need to get if he'd stayed on the outside. And that's why Burrell won the Kentucky Derby last year, is that all these other horses were fighting for their particular positions on the track at the different poles as they passed him and everything. And he just hung back, stayed on the rail. In fact, they call him a rail jockey. He came along the rail and beat everybody. So the jockey strength is very important. The jockey's brain is very important. Jerry Bailey is the jockey I probably admire the most, who was a Hall of Fame jockey who rode St. Liam in that championship race, the Breeders' Cup Classic.
How do you get a jockey to ride your horse?
Generally through your trainer. Okay. First of all, you read as much as you can about every trainer you might be interested in. A big factor there is determining how many horses he has in his barn. My theory has been to get with lesser-known trainers that might have only 20 or 30 horses. A trainer by the name of Todd Fletcher might have 500 horses. He's got different sub-trainers at all these different tracks throughout the United States. But I want to be important in my trainer's barn, establish a good chemistry with him, and then we talk about who we're going to have ride our horse for these races, and who were taking off of our horse if he didn't ride a good race.
So you are obviously very active in all of this.
You've got to make the final decision on the jockey is up to you. And the race. Is it a mile race or is it a 6 furlong race?
Would you and your trainer talk about your plan for the race for a jockey and tell him this is the way we want you to run it?
Yes.
Or does the jockey determine that?
The jockey determines that by reading very religiously this racing form and looking up the past races of that horse and where he likes to run and where he thinks he needs to have this horse in relation to other horses that are in the race. So the jockey comes up with his strategy. Generally, you can trust that for 90% of the races, but when you get into races like the Breeders' Cup or the Kentucky Derby, you want to sit down and talk with that jockey about where he's planning to be at each pull. The owner should do that.
Early on in a race, when he doesn't get to those points, you begin to think, this is falling apart, maybe?
Yes, yes. We've seen that too often. We've seen it where a jockey can't hold back the horse from wanting to go, go, go. He can't relax him. We talk about certain jockeys having soft hands, you mean, because they can make that horse relax and not worry about seven or eight horses being in front of him. And then he makes one big run once he gets to the top of the stretch.
That's interesting, because all the horses want to run full bore coming out of the gate.
Generally speaking, they do.
And so it's to manage that energy at the beginning.
You've got to train them, yeah. You call that rating them. You've got to rate them off of that lead horse. In other words, don't go up and expend all your energy at first. I never like to have a wire-to-wire winner where he goes out front and stays out front, because too often you're going to be disappointed and you wind up second or third or more than that, losing ground in that last 1/16th of a mile.